Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone, alongside Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine, but I'm still enjoying the song.
I know.
I'm a little distracted. Sorry.
It's like your walk-up song. It's our walk-up song.
It really is. Yeah. Good times.
Which I kind of love, the idea of a walk-up song. You know, we've been doing a lot of work with Amy G, who has been a host and on-air personality with the Giants, and she actually spoke to our Leadership Academy of our vineyard employees a few weeks ago, and part of her kind of education was around, like, when you're nervous or stressed out, like, what's your walk-up song? What's that song you can, like, blast that just gives you energy and confidence and makes you feel excited and kind of motivates you? And I think I have a lot of walk-up songs.
It probably should depend on, you know, is it a tense moment in the game, or is it just...
What are you walking up to do, huh? Like, right. What's the walk-up for? But I kind of love that idea. So it also holds true with our show here.
Do basketball players have walk-up songs? Not so much.
No, it's more, I think, hype songs as the games are starting, not the particular, because, you know, like as one... players walking in, you never really get that moment
not so much in basketball
like you do in baseball.
They should do it when they have to do free throws. There should be a free throw song.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean,
nothing like really like driving it home that like the most predictable shot of the game you should be able to do. But a lot of players don't do well. I mean, that's always my biggest pet peeve with basketball. Like if I were a basketball player, which I was when I was like 5'1" in high school and super scrappy and clearly not going professional in any way. Like I was like, if I can do nothing else, it's nail the free throw. Right. Like because
you would hope,
you know, where the line is and no one's guarding you.
Yeah, I mean, it should be the easy shot.
It should be. But I mean, I didn't have to do it under like the pressure of being in the NBA, so I should not judge.
Okay, well, we won't judge. But let's talk about some other things that are going on with wine growers.
Yeah. I think, speaking of basketball.
Yeah, there's a lot of basketball in your world. There's a lot of restaurant activity.
Yeah. So I'm actually heading out later today to Las Vegas. So, you know, just popped in here, do a show, and then head out to Vegas like people do. Mm-hmm. But we are part of the Landry's, which is a very large on-premise buyer of Sonoma County wine. In fact, the largest on-premise buyer of Sonoma County wine in the United States. They have restaurant concepts like Morton's and Mastro's and Del Frisco's and Chart House and Palms and you name it. They have 600 different restaurants, including the Golden Nugget Casino. which they actually just bought the Hard Rock in South Lake Tahoe.
Interesting.
Yeah, on the South Shore. So that's kind of fun. We're talking to them about doing stuff with them. But anyway, they have their GM conference in Vegas every year. And we're the only wine region in there doing master classes with their GMs and their international franchisee buyers. So really exciting. So I get to go to Vegas, stay at the Golden Nugget for a number of days.
Sorry, that name really makes me laugh.
I know. And, you know, I feel like Vegas, it's like, Vegas is like a two-night wonder. Like, you're in and then you really want to be out, but you've lived well and hard for those, like, 2 days. So, but that's kind of my plan.
Isn't that the plot of Hangover?
That is exactly. And number two and Hangover 3 and every Hangover.
Yeah, don't watch those ones. Just watch the first one.
Yeah. But then we head from there to Houston, Texas to continue our new collaboration partnership with the Houston Rockets basketball team. It's this great intersection of Landry's and the Rockets. So we're actually doing and being a part of a wine festival that they're doing at the Post Oak Hotel. So they'll have a lot of their players from the Rockets team there, as well as vintners there, and you know, a lot of super fans, sort of those season ticket holders and other partners of the Rockets will be there for an event on Thursday, February 29th. So
every time you bring up Houston, I think to myself, is she going to spend time with Beyonce?
Yeah.
And the answer is usually no. But do you think when you walk into the room for the masterclass, you can at least be playing Beyonce?
I think maybe that'll be my masterclass walk-up song.
I think you should at least.
Absolutely. You know, at the last game that we activated in February, we actually had 50 Cent was there. And he was, after the game, he was DJing. Okay. So we had the opportunity to go hang out. We kind of looked over the railing. We were like, that's probably not really our jam. Nothing against him, but it was a little different audience than probably my typical sort of post-wine parties. So, but yeah.
Was he drinking Sonoma County wine from the bottle, though?
He was not. You know, so he has a champagne that they pour there. So when we do stuff with them, typically he has his champagne, but then all the other wines from Pinot and Cab and Merlot, Chardonnay, you name it, are Sonoma County. So, I mean, I think we're in good company.
Okay. Well, we're in good company in studio today as well.
We are.
So when we come back, we will introduce our guests. The good stuff. We are here today to talk about all sorts of things: wine, vineyards, old vineyards, generational businesses.
Yeah.
Lots of things that we love to talk about.
And just plain fun things too.
Yeah, well, those are all fun things, but we might throw in some other fun things. It's hard to say. Our guests today are Laura Saini, General Manager of Saini Vineyards, and George Christie, co-founder and partner of Saini Vineyards. Now, Laura, and you can tell us more about this soon, but you did grow up here in Sonoma County in Dry Creek Valley, and you worked your first harvest at Hannah Winery when you were 18 or 19.
I was 18 years old when I first started in the industry,
That is impressive. You worked at Clos du Bois, you've worked at Segacio, you worked in Australia, but now you are the fourth generation to run Saini Vineyards, and your kids are the fifth?
That is correct, yes. They are the fifth generation in training right now. But yes, we started in the industry back when I was just 18 years old. I grew up in the Dry Creek Valley. Both my parents were in the industry. And so naturally, I just was comfortable with it and wanted to be a part of it.
So tell me a little bit more about your parents' side of it, because your married name is Saini, correct? Mm-hmm. So who were they? Who are they?
Our family story started in 1917 in the Dry Creek Valley. Our first generation Saini came from Genova, Italy, and his name was Michele Saini. And when he first came to America, he started in the garbage business, working for the Sunset Scavengers in San Francisco. And over the years, he was able to save up enough money. And with his brother-in-law, John Cuneo, they invested in our family's first 80 acres in the Dry Creek Valley. Hmm. At that time, when they bought the land, as many know, Dry Creek Valley was predominantly prunes. But on the ranch that they purchased, there was some fruit orchards and some old grapevines. As well. So Michele would take advantage of that and would then make a little bit of a white wine blend and red wine blend. And at that time during Prohibition, he was able to get away with it because he would sell through the Catholic Church as sacrament wine. Yep. And over the years, him and his brother-in-law continued investing in more land. And this eventually went into the second generation. And this partnership actually continued into the third generation. But by that time in the early 80s, our cousins, the Cuneos, came to us and asked the Sainis to take over 100% of the partnership from our grape growing entity. And officially in 1985, Saini Farms Incorporated would be established. At that time, my father-in-law, John Saini, would then continue investing in more land. And today we have about 320 acres of developed grape land. We work with multiple Sonoma County wineries as selling fruit to them. And in 2008, my husband, Mike, and our business partner, George Christie, would start Saini Vineyards with me joining the team and getting out and growing our little label.
So I kind of love, because you mentioned the Cuneos. I mean, there are just so many family connections, and most of the family last names end in a vowel across Sonoma County, right, as things do. And, you know, even here today, we have a lot of vowel endings, but I think it goes such a throwback to kind of the history of how Sonoma County evolved as a farming agriculture community first and foremost, and then, you know, zigzagged into wine grapes as we were trying to find crops that would keep our farms, you know, viable financially, really first and foremost. And it didn't hurt that the Catholic Church did support a lot of our farmers through Prohibition, and we were able to sort of keep some of those treasured vineyards in production, which is really amazing. So
I'm wondering what the Cuneo, I mean, because that's a name that does figure into more Sonoma Valley. Is there a connection? Was that a different part of the Cuneo family, or is it completely unrelated?
So Gene Cuneo was a big part of the industry in Sonoma County, and he did play a big role, and he was Eugene Cyini's cousin. So they continue.
Everyone's related in this community.
They are. And they had a partnership, and they worked really well together up until the third generation, when the third generation Cuneo decided he wanted to explore other avenues of some different industries.
Did he go back into garbage?
He didn't. Actually, he went to school, became an engineer, got himself a job working for Boeing, and moved to the state of Washington.
Okay.
Well, that is a far departure from ag and wine in Sonoma County. Well,
yeah,
you know, you got to follow your passion. So
I love that. Okay, and so let's see then. I mean, that's a lot of generations to cover.
Yes, four generations now. My husband, Mike, today is fourth generation grape grower. He's taken over all of our day-to-day, and I always say night-to-night operations as well, because once
farming.
The growing season starts, he's running the day crew and the night crew. So he tries to get in naps anywhere he can during the growing season.
A lot of naps happen in trucks.
That they do.
especially during harvest.
Isn't that why there's the back part?
Yeah, I think that is the back part. Yes, absolutely.
All right. So I'm curious about some of the nuts and bolts of it. George, maybe you can step in. How big is the vineyard? How many people do you sell grapes to? How big is the wine program?
So we don't get involved. I don't get involved. The Cyini Farms is separate from Cyini Vineyards. So on the farming side, they're completely separate. And I tried to stay as out of that conversation as possible. It's not my area of expertise. Those guys have been doing it for generations. But as Laura said, they farm, like you said, 320 acres, Alexander Valley, Dry Creek Valley, some just, beautiful bench land in Dry Creek in particular. Some of the coolest old vine Zin blocks that you'll see anywhere. But we stay out of that. That's completely separate. But one thing I did want to also, with Laura was talking about the multi-generation, the other thing I think is neat about Mike and Laura and Mike's kids is on Mike's mom's side, he's like fifth generation, because Mike's mom, Patty, is also a multi-generational Healdsburg family. So they're like, they're very old.
All,
they're literally related to everybody.
Yeah.
So I feel like Mike's cousins with almost everybody who's like a multi-generational person in Healdsburg. It's pretty cool.
Well, it is pretty cool.
And I was going to actually ask you, George, to go back, because you kind of came into this wine partnership, but not new to the wine community, but in a little different role. So maybe talk a little bit about Wine Industry Network. And and we've known each other a long time.
So, a long time. Well, let me try to segue to it.
Yeah,
so just
let's
real
do it,
quick. So with the, I got connected with the Cyinis. I actually worked for Corbel for a bunch of years. And they owned a little winery called Lake Sonoma Winery, which is now Sobraja at the end of Dry Creek, at the end of Dry Creek Road. And my first encounter with the Cyinis, Mel Sanchetti, who's one of our awesome multi-generational grape growing families here in Sonoma County, brought John out. We were going to do a little bit of a Cyini Farms vineyard designate. And it was my first time I got to meet John Cyini. I just thought he was the coolest guy, just real mellow. He's like very authentic. I mean, it's just the real deal, just like the Sanchettis. And so we wound up just having a friendship with John, getting to know John a little bit. And then years later, got to know Mike really well. And we played softball together. We're on the softball teams and just had this kind of a cool relationship and always talked about, maybe doing something. And on the wine side, obviously they have their area of expertise. My area of expertise, if we call that, would be just really on the management side, marketing side. And we started making a little bit of Sauvignon Blanc. In, I think, 2008, we made our first wine, and then we started making a little bit of Zinfandel, and then we started making a little bit more Zinfandel. And so I think we're probably around 1,200 to 1,500 cases a year, so it's still minuscule.
Tiny.
I mean, the percentage of grapes that the Cyinis farm that go into this program is like almost nothing. It's a very, very small percentage. But, they farm the heck out of it, and we get the best fruit. It's really, we're very lucky. So that's kind of my Cyini background. And Wine Industry Network was something that I got into at some point. I'd probably been in the business for about 15 years or so, and had gone through a corporate stint. I worked for Jim Beam when Jim Beam had a wine division, where I got to work with people like Daryl Groom over at Geyser Peak and Nick Goldschmidt, who was part of Allied Domecq, and some of these, you know, really iconic folks in our industry. And then I decided to kind of go off on my own a little bit, and one thing led to another, and I just started working with industry vendors. And Wine Industry Network is a kind of a B2B marketing media company. We basically work with industry vendors, people who have products or services for our vineyard or winery operations. And over the years, I kind of morphed into doing trade shows and conferences. And we've got an online publication called Wine Industry Advisor. And we just sort of, anything that we can do to be a good resource for the wine industry, whether you're somebody on the winery or vineyard side looking to do some research on a product or service, or you're trying to stay up on industry news, or you wanted to, or, you know, if you're one of those vineyard guys, you're just looking for, or vendor guys, you're looking for more exposure, then we'd be somebody that can help you with that.
Hmm. No, but I mean, I'm just going to toot your horn for a minute, because you really started as kind of an online database, frankly, of resources. Yeah. And now every December you're a must go to conference and trade show with, you know, vendors here in our backyard. I mean, we love when we can homegrown something that matters so much to the wine community and our ag community. And that's exactly what you did. So drawing in audiences from really all over and resources from all over to be here at the fairgrounds where you put on a huge conference and trade show, which I think is really, you know, has been a wonderful resource and a great networking. I mean, I think, you know, you try to do a great education and all the vendors, but what I think is always the most helpful is a place for our farmers, our vintners, you know, are to go and literally have time with each other to talk about what's going on. And it's in early December.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of post-harvest.
Yeah.
Most years.
No,
most
I
years. Yeah.
That.
This year I was cutting it close this past year, but, you know, most years. And that's a really big deal. And then your Wine Industry Advisor has been a must get sort of email every day, twice a day, where you're seeing the headlines and really keeping up to date on what matters in the industry.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, Chris. So, yeah. You know, we want to be the best business resource out there for folks that are in the industry. And the trade show has been really cool. It'll be the first Thursday in December going forward. So it's always around that time of year. And we've got a little over 300 exhibitors each year. There's always a few thousand people there. But what's really cool about it, I think, which you just touched on, which is, yeah, we've always got, I think, really good educational sessions that are going on. We've got awesome exhibitors. But I think what makes it really cool, and I think it has a lot to do with the timing of the year, it's just like almost like a holiday reunion because, you know, harvest is done for the most part. You're starting to think about the what's happening next year, and you're in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I think for a lot of folks, it's a chance to go out. You know, they go check their email in the morning, they shoot over to the fairgrounds, they walk around the show for 2 or 3 hours, they see a couple hundred people that they haven't seen since last year, and then they go home for dinner, right? So it's like, it's perfect.
Yeah. Well, and the timing too, as I've always told since I'm married to a farmer, is, you know, by then they kind of have a sense how the harvest was. So they're deciding if they can invest in that new piece of equipment or if they're going to upgrade even a barrel program or do something different. So it's really a kind of a first look with an understanding of what do they need for the next year to be successful. Yeah. So that's helpful too.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Well, and I also really like that whether it's the conferences that you're putting on or the emails that you put out, that you have skin in the game. I mean, you do have an ongoing wine business that you're involved in. You're close enough to the Saini farming side of it, even though that's not the part that you run, that you do probably have a little bit more understanding of what people are looking for.
Contacts, perspective, for sure.
It gives me like a little, you know, I think with some folks, a little bit of credibility, you know, because typically if you're in the industry, you live on one side or the other, right? Mm-hmm. So you run the vendor side or you run the winery side. And even on the winery side, I think you, because I've been fortunate to do both, you're kind of on a family-owned winery side or you're on the corporate-owned winery side, and people tend to stay in those channels. So I've been lucky to be able to do all of that, but you know, still being able to say I'm part of a small operation and understand how hard it is. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's very hard, you know, and Laura can certainly attest to this. There's so many, from when I started, there's so many more wineries, even in just Dry Creek Valley, that you're competing with. The wines are awesome. Everyone makes great wines right now. It's tough to, like, find a way to stand out.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, and more, it's like really figuring out what your niche is going to be. Are you going to find that one state that you distribute to, that one restaurant you work with? Is it, how do you build a direct-to-consumer business? And and then grow appropriately, which is really hard decisions to make because you're making decisions on what you need for a case good, especially in reds, you know, probably 3 years before you're actually trying to put those wines into the marketplace. So it's, wine is a complicated business. It really is. Grape growing is complicated.
It's
but
so
wine's,
hard.
It is. And the I was having a discussion the other day. It was just like, especially as investors, because we're talking a lot about some of the wineries that have gone public. And it's like, as an investor buying stock, like you just don't have the perspective of what it takes to be in the wine business if you're sitting in the middle of New York City. Like,
yeah,
it's a big gap between that understanding and the years it takes to get a product to market.
Especially if you're selling other consumer packaged goods, and that you're like, those are easy, in comparison. So,
well, this is supposed to be the good stuff show, so I'm not going to lament about all of those challenges, because there's always a path to market. You just have to be really creative and tenacious in this business.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and reset our minds.
Yes.
To think about everything beyond being tenacious, right?
Yes.
Okay. When we come back on the good stuff. For joining us today on The Good Stuff. We are here today with Laura Saini and George Christie, both of Saini Vineyards. And I think we were about to open up some wine because they were kind enough to bring a few bottles. And maybe while the bottle is opening, you're on the spot, George. Let's...
We won't even tell you what happened.
We just have to be patient.
Just like everything, right? The grapes take a while to grow. The wine takes a while to age.
Yeah.
So he's just saying, like, welcome to the business. I'm just going to make you be patient before you get to try the wine.
Right. Wine is not an instant gratification
product. It is
product,
not.
Right?
I mean, if you want that, you just open a can of something and chug it. And there's no, wow.
That's
bravo.
Okay, that was hard earned. So why don't you tell us a little bit more, Laura, about the property, about kind of the wines that you make, some of the vines that are in the ground. You mentioned old vine. What are we talking?
So as I mentioned, Saini Vineyards itself was established in 2008 when we branched off from our main family entity. And the idea behind that was really to be able to showcase what our family has been doing in the industry for multiple generations. Because throughout the years, we've had several different wineries do Saini Farms grower designates. So we wanted to start our own little label to be able to show what we can do with our fruit. So Saini Vineyards, when we started with just 100 cases of old vine Zinfandel known as the Olive Block. And then throughout the years, we started introducing more wines from our Dry Creek Ranch. Today, we're up to about 2,000 cases focusing on small lot production. All of our wines, with the exception of one Zinfandel that we produce, are all under 300 cases. So some of these grape vines that we're working with over 80 years old. The Olive Block that is being poured in your glass right now.
Can we just pause and enjoy the sound of the
absolutely.
Wine being poured? I mean, like, I'm so distracted because I'm like, I'm getting wine and it sounds so amazing. And
Kristen needs,
okay,
needs
I
a
need
moment.
My moment.
She needs a moment.
I need my moment. No, okay. Okay.
It smells
Sorry.
Amazing.
It does. Sorry, Laura. Yes. Back to you. Now we have the wine going in our glass. What is it?
Absolutely. Okay. So the wine that is actually poured into your glass right now is the Angelo's Paintbrush. This is a very special wine. And the reason I say that is because it's a wine that my husband and I created for our son, Angelo.
Oh.
Now, Angelo joined us in this world March of 2013. And we decided we wanted to make a wine for him, something fun, something different. So that July, we were getting ready to bottle, and we had to finalize some blends, and we knew we wanted to do something that we haven't tried before. So we put together several blends, and by this time Angelo's about 4 months old, and Mike looks over at Angelo and he says, Angelo, point to the blend that you want. And mind you, he's only about 4 months old, so whether he knew what he was doing, we'll never know. But he did point, and coincidentally the wine that he pointed to is the blend that we continue to do to this day.
Oh my gosh.
So
okay.
Angelo's Paintbrush is a blend of Carignan Sangiovese and Grenache. It's a third of each of those components. And these components all come from the Dry Creek Ranch. So really, Saini Vineyards, we're 100% Dry Creek Valley, estate grown, all hand harvested, overseen by my husband, Mike. And we're just playing around with the fruit that we have on the land. Some of our vines were planted back in 1930, some in 1942.
Wow.
So you really get a big range of different years, and you can experience just the goodness in each glass that you're drinking.
So does your son appreciate that he has an amazing wine named after him? I mean,
he absolutely loves it. He loves knowing that he has his own wine. He loves to come to the winery and greet guests. We have done events or some blending classes that we've offered. And he comes, he welcomes the guests, he sits with them, he does answer the questions. And mind you, he's only 10 years old.
I was just going to say, I'm like, doing the math on 2013, right? He was born?
Yep.
Okay.
But he's, he is the fifth generation in training. He has started learning the way. During the winter time, when he's not in school, he has started pruning. In the summertime, he's doing irrigation and removing suckers from the grapevines.
I love it. I was kind of thinking maybe he had his own winemaking consulting business by now.
I know.
Hire him out and he can just point to people's blends. And
he is getting there.
And like the wine whisperer.
This guy's the limit. we named this wine Angelo's Paintbrush. And this was really a little throwback for my husband, Mike. He remembered when he was a little boy how he would be homesick from school and my mother-in-law would only allow him to watch one channel on TV. And that was PBS.
Oh,
and
of course.
So, yeah. Of course, Bob Ross.
Yes.
So the way my husband took that is he remembered how Bob Ross would take a canvas and would paint a beautiful picture. So for Mike, when his great-grandfather, Michele Saini, first came from Genova, Italy in 1908 and invested in our first 80 acres in 1917, that was his canvas to the next generation.
Oh,
and when we started Saini Vineyards in 2008, this is our canvas to our next generation to paint their picture, hoping that they will choose the wine industry, but of course we want them to do ultimately what they love.
Okay, only because I'm super nosy. How did you and Mike meet?
Well, back when we met in 2003, we were both in the industry. Mike being a grape grower, and at that time I was working for Segacio Family Vineyards when it was still family owned.
Yeah.
And at that time, Peter Segacio, who I worked for, was insistent I had to go on this date with this Mike Saini.
So Pete Segacio gets credit for matchmaking?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Funny story, we're not the first a couple that he matchmade. We're actually two or three.
We're booking him soon to tell the stories of all.
So we got
Pete
Segacio, matchmaker. We got Angelo, your son, is now the blend master.
The savant,
wine savant. So this is great.
Yes,
so much talent.
It was fun, but that is how Mike and I met. During the growing season, when I was with Segacio, we would meet with all of our growers every 2 weeks through the growing season. And at that time, that's when Mike and I started getting to know each other. And sure enough, years later, to get Pete off my back, I would eventually say, yes, I'll go on a date with Mike.
And where was the first date?
He called me and invited me to dinner. And I will tell you that 17 years later, that is the last dinner that he has ever cooked for me.
Oh,
yes, he reeled me in.
Mike.
He reeled me in that
Mike.
First time. And I'm still waiting for a full home-cooked meal from him. But yes. But there was something to be said about it because, years later, we're married with two children and running Saini Vineyard. And growing this beautiful little story that we've created.
That's amazing.
And really, I like to look at Saini Vineyards as a little hidden gem in the Dry Creek
Absolutely.
Valley, because we're farmers first, and winemakers and wine growers for us and our little label second. So yes, pretty exciting stuff. But Angelo's Paintbrush is a fun wine, very easy
and
drinking.
Delicious.
It is one of those wines that you can pair with just about any dish. Because with each dish, each of those components really shines through.
So you're hidden in a gem that's been established. Can people come visit you?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Because you have a newer-ish tasting room.
That is correct.
In quotes. I was like, I don't know what we call it. Yeah. So tell us about that.
Well, Saini Vineyards, our tasting room, our doors officially opened in June of 2019. Yep. And our operating hours are Thursday through Sunday from 12 to 4. We are open to the public with walk-ins. We do take reservations for those who like to plan ahead.
You talked about blending. Like, so what's the experience if they come visit you? What can they all do?
So if you come and visit us, we do offer vineyard tours. Nice. Typically hosted by either my husband Mike or myself.
But Mike won't cook.
Mike doesn't cook, so he won't be cooking you any dinner anytime soon.
Bring your own lunch.
But yes, we do offer vineyard tours. Those we do like for you to call us ahead. And of course, we like to give you a personal experience tasting our estate flights. We like to change that up every 2 weeks. So if you come and see us and come back and see us 2 weeks later, you'll get a chance to try some of our other wines.
I will plug the tasting room a little bit too. The tasting room is like basically in the vineyard. And so you go out the back door of the tasting room and 10 steps you're in the vineyard, and you know, 100 steps down the row you're in some of the old vine blocks that Laura had mentioned. And it's like literally like, I feel like it's like going back in time. It's awesome.
It is fun. And we do seatings in the vineyards. Wow. You are able to bring your own picnic. So definitely take the time, come check us out.
There's no better thing than to actually drink the wine from the place where it was grown. So
absolutely.
We'll take a quick break and chat more about that when we come back. All right. We are back on The Good Stuff. And our guests today are Laura Saini and George Christie, both with Saini Vineyards. And we were just talking about all the great experiences you can have out at Saini. And at the tasting room, literally dropped in the middle of the vineyard. So like you're there drinking wine from where it was grown, which I think is literally the best experience you can have. So is now a good time? I mean, we're at the end of February. Is now a good time to come visit? Like what's it like February, March in the vineyards and at the tasting room?
Absolutely. February, March, always a good time to come out to the tasting room. Things are starting to wake up in the vineyards. We're getting ready for the new growing season. So if you come out and see us now, you'll within the next month, we're going to start seeing a little bit more bud break.
Yeah.
And you'll get a chance to really see these grapevines starting to come to life for the new season. So it is a beautiful time to come out. You do get a chance to see a lot of the sparrows flying around and come out, bring a picnic, and have some lunch out with us.
Well, and I love you said your tasting changes every 2 weeks. So frankly, people should come and really see the season through, right? Come out during bud break, come back during bloom, come during the season when the vines are in full production, going through veraison. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, at least 4 or 5 times a year they should come see you.
Right?
At least in summer.
Once a month maybe. But at least if you do nothing else, 5+ times a year.
Absolutely.
So how do they find your wine, sign up? Are you at any local restaurants? Like what? Tell us how people get to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a good starting point would be definitely jump on our website at sainivineyards.com.
Spell Saini for us.
Saini, S-A-I-N-I. And you can easily book a reservation with us online. So definitely you can come see us. You can also go to some local restaurants in town, at Dry Creek Kitchen and Bocce Cafe and Wine Bar. Saini Vineyards there. So definitely check them out as well.
And they can also find Saini Vineyard designated wine and some of your wine partners as well. So lots of ways to probably drink Saini.
Absolutely. If you go to Leo Steen, wines, he does a beautiful Chenin Blanc with Saini Farms, and as does Sagacio. They do a nice Zin.
Well, and George, to do an abrupt transition, intended, but with Wine Industry Network, what's ahead?
So our next big event is our Wine Industry Sales Symposium. Yeah. It's going to be May 16th. At the Hyatt here in Santa Rosa. Yeah. And we're just going to be tackling a lot of different topics, all related to, selling more wine, whether it's in the direct channel, wholesale, PR. We're going to talk a little bit about a little artificial intelligence, continuing to talk about how that's impacting the way that we sell and market our wines. And some really cool data-driven presentations that's looking at kind of taking a deep dive into who our consumers are, how that demographic is changing, and you know what we need to do kind of stay out in front of it. So May 16th, you can it's the winesalessymposium.com.
Okay.
For more information, and yeah, it's going
to
be a great show.
And how do people sign up to get on your list for your news updates and Wine Industry Advisor?
Yeah, I think that you go to wineindustryadvisor.com and you sign up for the afternoon brief. It's obviously for free, comes out 5 days a week. And essentially what we do is just aggregate wine industry news from really around the world, and we deliver it in your inbox. So it's just a great way to kind of stay on top of what's happening in our industry.
And thank you for breaking our John Deere story a few weeks ago when we announced that collaboration. So we really appreciated that.
That was so great. I'm so proud of all the stuff that you guys are doing. That's amazing.
Well, we love that and love all things good stuff today with Laura Saini and George Christie. And I think you, just to remind everyone, check out Saini Vineyards. It's sainivineyards.com. And all things Wine Industry Network, sign up for the wineindustryadvisor.com. And May 16th, come for the symposium, but then stay for the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, which starts that day as well. So lots of fun activities around that.
That's perfect. So, that's going to be so exciting.
Oh, one of the best events.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm totally biased and totally not biased, but whatever. And it is our show, so I can say what I want.
Yeah, and lots of people will cook you lunch.
And yeah, exactly. Sorry, Mike. We're going to have to send you a personal note. Will you please, please cook your wife dinner?
I think this might be the public note.
This is, the public note. This is, yes, the public note. Oh my gosh, what a great show. Thank you both for being on with us today. We love talking about Saini, Wine Industry Network, family history, story, and obviously Angela's brilliance in pairing and blending.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. So fun.
Back on the good stuff to wrap things up after yet another great conversation.
I know. I learned so much. And I feel like I know a lot. And you've obviously been covering our wine region for years.
I know.
There's always these little hidden nuggets of information and stories that are what makes Sonoma County so special.
I completely agree. And one thing that really struck me that I love is this younger generation of growers in particular, but grower winemakers who are opening up the vineyards for other people to enjoy and to experience and to learn. And this is yet another one of those conversations after, you know, the Kanzlers are doing that, now the Sainis. It's like, it gives people a real sense of what Sonoma County is about.
Well, and I love, because if you look at other regions, a lot of times people land in those regions and like, I want to start a wine program. I want my name on a wine bottle, and they buy vineyards and they buy a wine production and off they go. And you're seeing this real sort of revolution happening in Sonoma County where it's these growers that have literally just been farmers for generations and are now saying, wow, I love my grapes so much. I'm going to dabble in making and using some of my grapes for my own label, my own brand. So I think it's such a great way to sort of come into our region and be a wine brand, for lack of words, because it sounds so like fancy, but really just, you know, an expression of the vineyards and seeing what is their expression of these grapes that they've for generations sold.
Right. And having fourth generation, fifth generation be there to sort of tell the story themselves.
And blend the wines.
And blend the wines, yeah. So are you going to be drinking a blended wine on Tuesday?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm drinking an OG, the original. So it's actually the very first wine that Saini Vineyards put out. It's from Zinfandel grapes planted in 1942. The first vintage was 2008. But I'm going to enjoy, which they brought me, thank you so much, a 2021. One old vine sin from the olive block of Saini Vineyards, right in the heart of Dry Creek Valley, dry farmed, and lots of awesomeness on my Tuesday night.
I would expect nothing less.
That. What do you got?
Okay.
I'm throwing down.
I'm also going old vine. I can play that game.
Okay.
I see your old vine, and I raise you a Carignan.
Oh, whoa.
I know, you weren't expecting
me
to say that.
I was not expecting that.
And I would imagine that's the same Carignan that goes into Angelo's paintbrush that he so wisely chose for the blend.
Yeah.
So
maybe we should be drinking these together. That you selected something so good.
Well, and I also love that it comes from what's called the trailer block. So I'm next
oh,
time they're
we gotta
on,
ask about that.
There's a story, I have no doubt.
Oh my gosh. Well, another great show.
All right. Well, stories, there's a lot of them. Come back and join us the next time. But thanks for joining us on the Good Stuff Hour today. Thank you to our guests from Saini Vineyards and from Sonoma County to wherever you are. Remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.